This is an Audio Wool original.
Is a mysterious lake in India the key to early abductions by aliens with poor navigation skills?
My complicated relationship with Zach Bagans' acquisitions gets even more so.
Freshly vaccinated Nessie is throwing social distancing aside.
Golf course's green turns red following triple murder.
And something terrifying and unexplained is definitely happening at the only military base I've ever visited. Coincidence? I'm Kelly, along with Byron. It's July 6th, 2021, and it's been a weird week.
I hate it. Now you were like doing hip shaking Elvis with your voice.
I know.
I hate that. Awful.
Bam.
You put food in your mouth?
I was celebrating that I didn't have any glitches in that.
All right. Well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Great work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take...
I didn't put ice in my water bottle this time.
It's fine. I appreciate it.
It's still a metal water bottle,
yeah,
so
it's a lot of noise going on.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
Byron, have you ever heard of Skeleton Lake?
Skellington Lake.
Yeah, I had never heard of it. It seems like, I mean, it's fun when we do these sometimes because I find things that clearly I need to do a full episode on.
Of course. Is that given name? Christian name?
Yeah, it's in India, so my guess is it probably has a different real name, but I'm not even going to try.
That's okay.
Or it was named Skeleton Lake and made this big controversy by Americans and therefore doesn't have any other name because other people aren't dumb. It could be anything. Who knows?
Rupkund. Is it full of... skeletons.
It is full of skeletons.
Oh.
300 to 800 people.
Former people.
Yes, former people.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of this. It came up in full disclosure. The only reason it popped up is because a BBC travel reporter just did a story on it. So it's not like there's anything super cutting edge that's happening there. Although there has been in the last couple of years.
This is just a spotlight.
Yeah, it's a spotlight. Exactly. So way back in 1942, this dude who worked for the Indian Forest stumbled upon literally hundreds of human skeletons that were piled in and around Rupkund Lake.
Piled? Is that like intentionally stacked?
Well, this is the thing. Okay, so...
Oh my.
There's little data
because pictures
the site's been disturbed dramatically. And once word got out that there was this skeleton lake, obviously people went up there all the time and everything got trashed.
If I was you, I would have said disturbing site disturbed. That would have been a good headline.
Yeah, but the fact that it's disturbed is...
It's not the lead.
No.
I know.
No.
I'm just saying.
Good Lord.
Someone made a freaking tent out of this thing? Like a shelter.
That's one of the grimmest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, someone crawled in a lean-to shelter.
You find much more grim pictures than I found.
Well, they'll be in the show notes for sure. But yeah, this is worse than anything I've seen on that new season of Alone.
Okay, so there is
I wish I could talk about that.
It's a terrible show.
That
it's
show.
So dumb. My friend tried to tell me that I need to watch it.
Well, sounds like a smart person.
So here's what happened. We have no idea.
Oh.
But.
Don't yell into the mic like that. Come
on. I'm sorry. But there were a lot of skeletons. And as people have gone up to visit it, and it is apparently a really pretty view and a pretty cool trek.
It's a lovely
vista.
As
they say.
Yeah.
It's 5 days from the nearest settlement. India's very big. They have settlements. I'm very unfamiliar with India. But it is near these Himalayan villages. Just a few houses here and there. And in this lake bed are tons of skeletons. So there were a lot of different theories. Theories that maybe this group of migrating humans got trapped in a really brutal hailstorm. That was one of the... Or there was an epidemic.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just think maybe they had a lake where they threw their bodies.
Like elephant graveyards?
But did they push... Bodies.
I think elephants aren't there elephant graveyards where elephants go to die?
Maybe.
Or is that just like a cartoon thing from little kid movies? I don't know.
It doesn't sound like any cartoon I've seen.
I feel like it may have been from The Lion King. I don't know. Anyhow.
Wow. Okay.
It was a grim movie. So in 2004, there was some forensic analysis done and they decided that it was giant hail sometime in the 9th century.
Giant hail, like larger than baseball, I would imagine.
Yeah, and they discovered this by doing some investigation of some of the skulls. And the injuries indicated hail damage to the skull and death resulting.
What about stoning, though?
Well, it could be a Shirley Jackson story for all we know.
Yeah.
You read The Lottery?
No.
Yeah?
What else does she do?
Are you kidding me?
Peter, I think of...
Haunting of Hill House?
Okay.
Murder Your Face?
Don't hurt me.
Okay.
Please.
Then, however, so for like 15 years, that theory kind of sat. But then suddenly, In 2019, a new report came out using DNA sequencing because...
That was my question.
It's yeah.
Like, what's the age difference between the bodies? Are there old ones? Are there new ones?
So here's what's interesting. 1,000-year range.
Fuck.
In the dead bodies there.
Wow.
Okay, which complicates everything, right?
Because
clearly this wasn't a single event. The other thing that's fascinating, 3 genetically distinct groups. There's a South Asian group, which makes sense because of where it is, okay? But there's also an Eastern Mediterranean group that came from Crete, okay?
Yeah.
And a Southeast origin group. And those 2 latter groups died sometime in the 19th century.
Civilizations back then didn't last that long.
Like, I know.
Like
so,
groups of.
Yeah. So 3 distinct genetic sequences. Then they did some dietary analysis to make sure that supported what the DNA had said because, you know, we're still getting used to how the DNA sequencing works. And it all lined up. So pretty much verified that there were 3 groups, 3 different places over a period of 1,000 years. The first group from South Asia was somewhere between the 7th and 10th centuries, and then the other 2 groups came sometime in the 19th centuries. And apparently, of all of the skulls that are there, there are only 6 to 7 with trauma related to hail. So the hail theory is kind of out the window. So it's gone.
Someone found a couple hail bodies.
Right, and was like, here's the story.
All right, everyone's a newsboy.
Can't be aliens, so it must be hail. No, I'm just kidding. They actually don't mention aliens at all in this, but I have a theory.
Oh, no.
The fact that there are such distinct people here and that there was such a long period of time makes me wonder if aliens were just dropping people off at the wrong location and they happened to drop them off like somewhere in the Himalayas where we were at high altitude, it was dangerous, and then they just died.
It's like the worst kind of Uber drivers. They're just like, oh, man.
Yes.
I'm lost.
Yes.
Just let you out here.
Yes.
I think it's a dumb theory, Kelly.
I was really hoping that there was going to be some kind of DNA sequencing that indicated that they were Russian so that we could have a connection to Dyatlov Pass.
Oh, sure.
Like that there was a wormhole between the 2 places,
that
but that doesn't
cool.
seem to be the case. The scientist who co-authored the most recent paper on the issue says the following. According to me, the mystery is not at all solved. We have more questions than answers.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because it's been so messed up by jerk tourists, it's going to be really hard to find anything other than through DNA because nobody knows if the way the bones are laying is the way they originally were, like any of them.
I mean, I'm looking at more than one image of a temporary shelter made of bones.
And here's the other thing. It could get much more complicated because there are hundreds of bodies there, remains of hundreds of bodies.
Sure.
The idea that there are 3 distinct groups over a 1,000-year period comes from sampling just 38 of those. So once they sample more, we could have dozens of different groups and even wider.
It's like some sort of pilgrimage for like special people when they die.
Yeah, but what's weird is if the most recent ones were in the 19th century, that's the 1800s, it feels like that's close enough to current record. We should have some knowledge of it.
Would you drink the water?
Uh-uh.
You wouldn't?
Uh-uh.
What if it was that the...
Don't drink the water, Dave Matthews.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Dave Matthews song, Don't Drink the Water.
Don't Drink the Water is the name of a Dave Matthews song?
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm just not a DMV head.
Don't drink the water!
I only know those, the is it ant
song? Blood in the water!
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, scary.
It is a bit of a dark...
It's a dark one.
Yeah, it's a dark song. I don't know what it's about. We should look it up. Let's look it up.
Please don't.
What is the Dave Matthews song? Don't Drink the Water about there we go. I can't believe you haven't heard of that song. That's one of his like popular ones. It was the first single from their album Before These Crowded Streets. It was a real popular album.
All right. Well, no one really cares.
Hold on. What's it about? Oh, apartheid in South Africa.
Well,
and the persecution of Native Americans.
Great.
Song. Good song.
Don't get so
drink the water.
That's enough.
It is banned. The path to... Like, the trek to go there is now banned.
No tourism there.
Right, but apparently people still break through and do it because people are jerks.
And that is the location of Camp Friday this year.
Yes. We're going to sample more. We need at least 14 DNA researchers.
We're going to need you to dredge that lake, pull up some bodies.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm interested. I need to do more research about it because one article from a very wonderful BBC reporter was enough to keep me interested. So I can't wait to dig into this more. Byron, did you put it on the list? Skeleton Lake topics to investigate. Wildcard topics.
Just put it on there. Sure. Okay. Speaking of subjects we need to dig into.
Yes?
Longtime listeners of the show know that Zach Baggins and myself have a bit of a history.
Although he is unaware of it,
yeah, he
correct?
Is. The history okay. is literally just, I think he's silly and has too much money and buys a lot of fun things that I want to have.
Yes.
It started back in, well, it started before 2018, but in 2018, someone in our Facebook group pointed out that he bought the deceased leader of the Branch Davidian cult, David Koresh's black 1968 Chevy Camaro.
Yeah, this began a big old problem.
Davey had restored the Camaro on the Davidian property and reportedly planned to use it as his getaway car. He even stamped David's, D-A-V-I-D-E-S, so I don't know if that's short for...
Davis?
Or Davidians, I guess. 427 Go God on the engine block, and I'm not a car guy. I know what an engine block is, but I don't really know what the 427 Go is, maybe...
I honestly know less about cars than probably anybody I've ever
met. We're going to talk too much about cars here in a minute. The car was seized by government officials, then sold to a wholesaler. It changed hands several times and was offered for sale by a consignment dealer in Phoenix for $61,995. So that's pretty reasonable. I would say for a 68 Chevy Camaro, black, great condition, plus owned by David Koresh. So
it's haunted.
I don't know.
It's haunted. You don't think it's haunted?
It's kind of cool.
Pretty sure it's haunted.
Why?
Because a lot of people died connected to the person who drove it.
Well, this car... currently sitting in his haunted museum in Las Vegas. Ever since the Davidian car story, I get messages and posts of all the cool things he's purchased from our listeners, which admittedly stirs up some resentment,
Yeah,
Kelly.
You need to stop subscribing to that. It's never going to stop
I just
making
don't,
you resentful.
Well, I don't like him.
It's not positive energy
I don't
have
subscribe
in your life.
To it. Our listeners will be showing me these things.
Okay, well, maybe can't you set up like a filter for things that trigger you? I feel like we should probably do that.
Yeah, I feel like we should probably do a profile episode on Zach Baggins. I have his autobiography, and I know that there's a couple of great articles written.
Autobiography? And he wrote it.
Yeah, so that's one side of it. And then also I know that there's some ex-employees that have come out in interviews talking about the Ghost Adventures experience. I thought
really
we could compare.
Has Aaron come out? Aaron's still working with him, isn't he? We haven't heard Aaron's story. Aaron's is the only story I care about. I want to know Aaron's story. I love Aaron.
I know you do. I don't really get it, but...
he's just lovable.
Speaking of getting things, Zach snagged the transaxle from James Dean's 1954 Porsche.
Hold on, I thought that car was MIA. I thought nobody knew where it was.
Well, he's got it, and it was a 55, not a 54 Porsche Spyder, and it's just the axle... I guess remember they scrapped it, and it different pieces went to different people.
Yes, I do remember this.
Yeah. He's also got Kevorkian's mobile assisted suicide van, and I didn't know anything about this, but Ed Gein's cauldron, where he apparently boiled human bodies, but I don't even really know if he did. I mean, I guess he had to strip some flesh off bones at some point, but... But back in March, he leaned into his new metal aesthetic, buying a $666 satanic six-string.
That just is so annoying.
Yeah, rumored to have killed a teen. This artifact, now also is in his Warren-esque haunted museum, could have been involved in the death of a teenager in 1979.
How so?
Well, so it was listed on Reverb.com, which for people who don't know, it's basically a place to resell used musical equipment for kind of like eBay, but with set prices. And
okay.
And this is from the listing there. This singular guitar came into my possession quite by accident, and has spooked me enough that I want to get rid of it. Although I'm quite confident this ghoulish guitar would be fine for someone more in tune with the tenebus, T-E-N-E-B, tenebrous? T-E-N-E-B-R-O-U-S?
Oh, that sounds like a word that I should know and don't know, Sam!
Forces of malevolent netherworld. I myself have little knowledge of such things, and prefer not to meddle with the morbid mysteries of the macabre. A kid that lived on my street when I was growing up was rumored to be into devil worship, seances, Aleister Crowley, black magic, and other dark endeavors.
Isn't it Crowley?
I crowed and then crowed. If you go back, I like really rolled into it.
Really?
I was somewhere in the middle. Crowley.
Crowley.
I guess I'll trust you.
Other dark endeavors of the spirit world. Oddly, despite the youth's somewhat dweebish demeanor and Philistine penchant for putrid proclivities.
Wow, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it sounds like I wrote this. I didn't, I promise.
It does sound like you wrote it.
He was quite popular. Boys in the neighborhood wanted to be him, and girls foolishly thought that they could change him. I later learned that this neophyte necromancer was born in June of 1966.
Okay, honestly, the alliteration must end. I can't handle it. It's going to make my head explode.
I didn't write it. It's aggressive.
Ooh, so aggressive.
June 66, 666. And died tragically on Halloween, October 31st, 1979, when he was just 13 years old.
13's unlucky. He should have made it to 14. He probably would have been fine.
Well, he was born on 666, died on Halloween at 13.
Do we have verification of any of this? Do we have any death records?
No. His death has never been solved, but the calamitous kid was found lying on his bed with this guitar draped across him, apparently electrocuted.
Good lord.
Even though this is an acoustic guitar. Additionally, when the damnable corpse of this soulless stooge of Satan was eventually discovered, a 45 record of Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper was playing repeatedly. A Swanson TV dinner, turkey with all the fixins, remained uneaten while the air was thick with the acrid smell of sulfur emanating from some perverse potion the young hellion had been mixing with his Lil Gilbert chemistry set.
The all-new, completely different Gilbert chemistry sets with a volcano that erupts.
Lil Gilbert?
I don't know this Gilbert guy.
I know Lil Gideon from Gravity Falls.
The licentious lad's Farrah Fawcett swimsuit poster mockingly staring down upon the dead body.
Okay, a Farrah Fawcett poster isn't that licentious. Jesus.
As if to say, see you in hell, Buster. Somewhere.
Farrah's going to hell?
I think Farrah's is telling him that the boy laying on the bed with the acoustic.
Right, but
chest.
If she says, see you in hell, it means that she's going to hell.
I guess that she'll see him there.
Catch up.
Maybe she'll see him from heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somewhere at that very moment, as I was later informed by my late-night TV psychic friend, a hellhound hailing from the bowels of Hades howled horrendously into the
unhallowed
hellish night. I'll remind you, Kelly, this is out of the story. This was all in the description to sell a guitar.
Which
one was, that was purchased by Zach Bagans.
Right, I was going to say. There's how much of this? Okay,
we're
pause.
Going back into it.
What percentage do you think he read of this?
I don't know. It's really frustrating that someone would put this in a haunted museum. He has too much time and too much money, or not enough time to read about what he's buying. Years later, I ran into the defunct boy's mother, herself a propagating practitioner of pagan arts.
Oh my god, fuck.
And when I informed her that I was a professional guitarist, she offered me her devilish Daisy Pushin' Sons Git fiddle. Since I've owned this guitar, I've heard the strings discordantly ring out, despite no one being near the guitar. Further, on three occasions, I put the guitar in my bedroom closet, only to find the guitar on my bed when I returned home. I live alone. The final straw occurred when I saw the guitar levitate out of the trash can that I had somberly placed it in.
Hold on, so he's actually watched the guitar levitate?
That's what he's saying, that he watched a guitar literally levitate out of a...
How much did you sell this for?
$666 to
That's right.
So for those who are brave enough to tamper with the spirit world, I offer you this unique guitar, which appears to date from late 1950s through 1960s. Satan has apparently stricken the brand name decal from the headstock of the guitar, but my research leads me to believe it's a K Western special. My expertise lies with more vintage and custom shop Gibson and Fender instruments, particularly from 1959, Les Paul, and pre-CBS Telecaster and Stratocaster models.
This guy is so annoying.
Woo, I agree. And to the buyer of this ghastly guitar, congratulations. Though please use extreme caution when conjuring the phantasmic spirits that seem to be channeled through this iniquitous instrument. The listener also shared a recording that he made with the guitar, so listen to that real quick.
Lord. Does it just say, ooh?
Raping nickels, saving dimes, all to take that baby of mine out dancing and leave all our cares behind. Got no money to pay my rent, 'cause my money's already spent. We'll go dancing and leave all our cares behind.
Now, I don't know if that is him, and I could very well have been duped by that. But he finishes by saying, admittedly, yeah, but he did also claim to be a professional musician in the listing. Remember when we talked to the mother? Admittedly, she doesn't sound particularly ominous on the recording. However, I attribute this to the fact that I was wearing 7 crucifixes when I recorded her. So this whole thing, personally, very uninterested in this $666 guitar. I think 3 months ago is when it was purchased.
So then why are we upset that Baggins has wasted his money on it?
Because something else happened this week.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That isn't even the story.
No, Zach did something shocking, Kelly. Shocking. Something that I didn't expect. He sold something.
Oh God, did he sell the...
The guitar?
The car?
No, not the car. Okay. Not the guitar. Not the mobile assisted suicide van. He sold the La Bianca murder house. You know, the site of the killing of Leo and
the
Rosemary.
The one that he made the movie about?
The one he was planning on making a movie about. This is the place where Leo and Rosemary were stabbed more than 50 times by the Manson family in August 10th of 1969,
yes.
Of course.
Yes.
The place where they smeared Helter Skelter misspelled on the walls and the victim's
blood. Why did he sell it? Is he losing money?
Well, he lost money on this deal. He sold it for 15% less than he purchased it.
Okay,
for.
What's the story behind it? Why did he do that?
$2.2 million, and he only got $1,875,000.
Tell me why.
Beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,650-foot square-foot Spanish-style home, Kelly, with an in-ground pool and a lovely view of L.A. You know it. I've driven by it several times. It's beautiful.
Tell me why he sold it.
Well, apparently, when he originally purchased it in 2019... He got it with the intention of using it for a project, the one that I think you were talking about.
Yes.
And he apparently pulled the plug on the project out of respect for the family.
Bullshit.
That's what he said.
When has he ever done that before?
That's why I think this whole thing is incredibly interesting. He doesn't sell things, and he most certainly doesn't respect anyone.
Okay. Riddle me this.
Tell me.
How's the viewership on Ghost Adventures?
I think they did actually pretty good with they did a quarantine edition. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I think that went over pretty well, and they do have a scheduled season this summer, so it's not like it's canceled, even though they should be sued for stealing our hashtag, but
yeah, they should.
We'll take all the rest of their money.
All the rest of it.
I don't really know. I think maybe the museum is a big loss of money. Remember, Eli Roth tried to do a very similar kind of thing with his Goratorium in Vegas, which was a year-round haunted house. Which also offered weddings.
Ooh, sorry, that was me.
That's
sorry.
Okay. This is just like a new drinking game that we have. Bing! I don't know. I'm unsure about why he would have sold that. It's a great house. And, you know, he put it on the market in December, I believe. So it's been out there for a while at 2.2. And
which is weird because I guess the housing market down
everyone left L.A. Yeah. Everyone lives here now.
Bad time to sell. Why do you think he sold
now? I don't know. I feel like he must have needed money.
Yeah, there's something going
Something's going on. To scrap a project and sell such a dark piece of history.
Something is certainly up.
Yeah, well... I guess we'll figure it out. The owner of this new house, they haven't disclosed who it is. They want to keep it private.
Do you think he sold it to himself?
I don't think so.
He sold it to Aaron.
Maybe, but that would be nice.
He sell it to pays a Aaron
buddy
enough.
Buddy price, you know?
I bet he doesn't pay Aaron at all.
I don't think he does, but...
Poor Aaron. Never gets the respect he deserves. You know who's much nicer than Zachary Baggins is?
Many people, but...
Most especially... Nessie.
Your favorite girl.
She is, or he is. I mean, I'm not sure about
Nessie.
I know, but I feel like it's really rude to be assuming pronouns about people. And so,
you know, especially about cryptids. Especially?
Right. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, I don't know. So Nessie, I think they are having a hell of a year.
Like a Nessie sance?
Yeah. There is a bit of a Nessie sance. Oh. Seventh sighting this year so far. And mind you, there have been plenty of years that have gone without a sighting, okay? So this is a big deal. The latest sighting was reported by a tourist who was up visiting from Cambridge and was standing close to the castle on the banks. Using a set of binocs, the man was scanning the lock surface on Wednesday, June 2nd at about 1:30 when he said he spotted a creature for 2 full seconds.
Is that your shortening of binocs?
Yeah. Was mine.
I hate it when you do that.
I love it when I do that.
Of course.
Did I ever tell you that Sam's birthday present that I tried to get him, that super cool
telescope? Yeah.
You returned it and got super cool binocs instead.
Because he's a rear window kind of guy.
Yeah. I'm just, if he is able to spot a UFO with them someday, but you can't really photograph anything with it, so I don't know. Anyhow.
Are you hurt?
Yes.
Okay.
I am hurt. Last year, there were fewer sightings. So you know how people talk about there were more UFO sightings? This didn't hold true for Nessie because people couldn't travel. And a lot of the sightings happened with tourists. So the other official sightings have been recorded via webcam, which is fun because that means you can watch them.
Obviously, they've had webcam streams of Loch Ness for a long time.
Gary Campbell keeps the register of sightings. He's recorded more than 1,130 alleged sightings of Nessie over the last 25 years.
So sticks falling into water, is that?
No. A hump came up going against the waves, looking like a turtle's back. Black in color with a green tinge to it. So very much like a turtle's back. Okay. He reported that the weather was warm and sunny with excellent visibility. He believes that the sightings are getting more and more credible all the time. I don't know if...
Is he recording these images, though?
Have you seen the meme that's been going around?
Don't know.
About Nessie being a whale penis?
No. What?
Which makes no sense.
What are we talking about?
But this article actually mentions it and says... A recent theory that the monster is nothing more than a whale penis rising from the water has been discredited.
That rules, actually. I think that's very funny.
Yeah. I love that they actually addressed it.
Are you over an airstrip?
I mean, we're not over. We might be under one.
Thank you for clarifying. Making me feel stupid.
I'm just letting you know. I don't want to, you know.
This live stream, though, do they record them? Do they screen cap
apparently,
stuff?
I don't know. I tried to find the videos to watch and I couldn't, but that's more your deal. So there's a famous Nessie hunter, Steve Feltham, and he's quoted as saying, I have never seen a whale in Loch Ness, and 100% believe that I never will. It's not a whale. It's a Nessie. Okay.
Could a whale even go into the loch? I know the depth is kind of significant, right?
The depth? Yeah, that's one of the reasons that it's so mysterious, because it is a crazy deep lake.
All right. You and your Elvis voice again. You were so shook up today.
Oh my God. That was the worst joke of all.
I mean, it wasn't great.
It was really bad. God, I'm going to go hunt for more linen things.
Let's finish this.
You know, I like to give travel tips, and I think that it's now that if you're vaccinated and you're feeling a little bit safer about things, could be a good time to go check out good old Loch Ness.
It seems like every summer you give
summer travel 21.
Exactly. Wow.
Check out the Ness.
Oh, great. I don't have a good segue. I know a guy that can't travel anymore. Because he's deceased.
Who?
Gene Siller, age 41, was found dead with an apparent gunshot wound to the head on the 10th hole of the Pine Street Country Club's golf course in Kennesaw, Georgia.
Georgia.
Happened Saturday, July
3rd. I was just trying to convince somebody today that Georgia's actually a good place.
Well, I've heard great things. We have some good listeners from Georgia.
We have some lovely listeners from Georgia.
Lost a potential listener, this pro. He's a pro golfer. According to witnesses...
Hold on, this guy was a potential listener?
Well, anyone's a potential listener until they're dead.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
Yeah. According to a witness, the suspect of this murder had driven onto the green in a white Ram...
Hold on, driven onto the green.
Onto the green in a pickup truck and shot Gene when Gene went over to see what he was doing. Because Gene was that golf course's pro, which I...
Ooh, golf course pro. So somebody was pissed? Like, did he give away some tea times?
I don't know. Yeah, I was pretty unfamiliar with the difference between like a professional golfer and like a pro at a club, like a club pro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, but here's the thing. Like you can actually, there are a couple schools in the country that you can go to school to become a golf pro.
Yeah.
Which means you are the guy that runs the golf
course. You're like the local good golfer.
I don't know.
I actually reached out to one of our writers. Jacob's a big golfer, so.
Yeah, I always forget that about Jacob.
So the suspect then fled on foot, leaving the truck awkwardly high-centered on the green. There will be a picture in the show notes of this episode.
Sounds awkward.
Yeah, and when police arrived, they discovered two other men dead in the bed of the truck, also from apparent gunshot wounds.
Okay, and do we know more about the suspect?
Not about the suspect, but one of the men in the bed of the truck was identified as a man named Paul Pearson, who was the registered owner of the Ram 3500, but the other victim is yet to be identified.
I mean, don't you find it a little bit weird that he drove onto the golf course? He couldn't like wait until the end of the day when the dude was leaving. He just had to.
It was weird. And I have a small update that happened right before I came here. So.
Ooh, I love updates. Breaking news.
Not yet. Students at Kennesaw State University, where the campus is right by the golf course, they received an alert regarding the incident. It was like an emergency management Twitter account. Eventually, it told them to resume normal activities because there was, quote, no credible threat to campus identified at the time.
How could they identify that? Like, this dude was crazy enough to drive onto a golf course.
Well, yeah, it was really sad. And like the Georgia State Golf Association tweeted, all of us at the GSGA are deeply saddened by the tragic events that occurred earlier today at Pine Tree CC. That's Country Club. Our thoughts and prayers are with Gene Siller's family.
I feel like in like the condolences message, they could have actually spelled out the words Country Club.
You would think so. Gene Siller's families and friends. And then they used prayer hands emoji. And I'm like, I don't know.
That means please, well, much more than it means anything else.
It can do both, but also I think maybe...
Not using an emoji and not using abbreviations would have been,
ditch,
you know,
the emoji in a
form.
Death condolence tweet.
Yeah.
We don't need it. PGA of America President Jim Richardson also issued a statement. He said, "We are truly heartbroken to hear about the senseless murder that took place yesterday at Pine Tree Country Club."
Oh, what? Like he knew him?
I guess. In Georgia, that took the life of PGA
Bullshit.
Member Gene Siller.
Bullshit.
PGA of America sends our thoughts, prayers, and deepest sympathy to his family, club, and the Georgia PGA community. And I'm like, I'll leave that out too. Not
yeah,
really necessary.
They're fine.
So about that update, though, right before I came over here, why I was late. Please, it's right off the old teletype there.
It is.
This was from the Cobb County Police Department. Said this in a news release. It does not appear he, Gene, was targeted. But instead, was killed because he happened upon a crime in progress involving the unknown suspect and the two deceased males.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Wait. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm just trying to understand because one of two things happened.
This is wild.
Either this guy drove onto the golf course and was murdering two people,
sure.
And the pro just happened to be there.
Okay.
Or it happened a long while before, mm-hmm. like maybe the previous day.
He's ditching bogs.
And he had to happen to see it. The guy found out where he worked and hunted him down. So, which one is it?
No. This is my... And I believe there was a person with Gene. And so here, this is what I think happened. One of the bodies in the back of the truck was the owner of the vehicle. So maybe there was a carjacking or the unknown suspect for some reason killed the owner of the truck and whoever was with him and put them in the back of the truck and drove to the golf course to get rid of the bodies.
And drove onto the green.
I guess.
Sneakily dispose of the bodies by driving onto a golf course.
And it wasn't early. It was at like 2 p.m.
My head hurts thinking about how dumb these people are.
But Gene, being the pro, goes, "I wonder what's going on over there." And just walked over there to ask some questions, and the guy shot him in the head and ran away.
I'm so sorry, Gene.
Yeah, it's just like a case of really, really wrong place, wrong time.
I mean, I feel like if somebody drives onto the golf course on which you are working,
right?
Do not approach the individual, immediately contact authorities.
I think that is a good idea. I don't know what I would have done in that situation, though. I feel like I would have...
I wouldn't have been in that situation because I'm not that good at golf.
That's true. You weren't a golf pro.
I did golf, though. You remember that I golfed
in
high
school, and your sister did.
All of us, yeah. We were golfers a little bit.
The club is scheduled to reopen Wednesday, tomorrow. So just a reminder, scattered thunderstorms will be developing during the afternoon. High of 84.
That's not helpful.
Chance of rain's 40%.
Nobody listing is actually going
to golf. Maybe bring a light jacket and go inside if you see thunder clouds.
You know that thunder song? Creature's been singing it a lot recently.
Don't know
thunder,
what that is.
Thunder.
Rest in peace, Gene. That's really fucked up and sad. I'm really sorry about that.
I am sorry.
Yeah.
Abbreviations are not respectful.
Prayer hands emoji.
Neither are prayer hands emojis.
Okay.
Well, that was a little bit more grim than I was hoping for, but it's not as grim as the one that I'm doing next.
What?
Here's the deal. I have to sit through a month of horrific reports that I want nothing to do with that you are even suffering from right now.
Miserable.
Okay.
Not doing great.
Not doing well. It's 174 degrees. I'm going to have to listen to dead kids for a month. And so I am handpicking the next Byron Cyril Corner investigation that you're going to do.
Like after this one?
Yeah. Yeah. The next one that you're going to do is going to be an investigation into all of the deaths at Fort Hood.
Oh, God. This sounds...
Killeen, Texas. Okay,
seems like a lot.
Vanity Fair did a really deep dive on it in their most recent issue, and it's completely morbid, horrific. Something terrible is going on, okay? Like, the number of deaths there in the last year alone, it makes no sense. And we're talking suicides, which unfortunately isn't entirely uncommon in the armed forces because we really don't do a great job of taking care of people and their mental health. Whether they're part of the military or not, and the military obviously experiences some pretty severe trauma, and that combination with like horrible mental health care really leads to bad things. So that's really sad. But
pressure,
on top,
darkness.
But this is worse. This is way worse than normal. This is worse than any other military location in the States. And it also happens to be the only military base I've ever been on. I actually slept on this base.
What?
A couple of nights. back
Were
in...
Were you in the armed forces?
No. I had a very short-term relationship with somebody that was in the armed forces.
Oh.
It wasn't short-term because he was in the armed forces. He just wasn't
it was,
really
It was
that
short-term
nice.
Because he wouldn't spill all the beans.
Spills the beans!
You were trying really hard to get an insider.
I mean, no. He was Army and he wasn't very high up, so that would not have been my insider route. But I did spend a few days in Killeen, Texas, and let me just tell you, it is the worst place I've ever been.
Really?
Anybody out there who lives there, I am sorry if you take this as an insult, but my heart goes out to you.
Drink.
It is not... Oh, yeah, drink. Hold on.
Oh, come on. We I have to turn it. Off these
I
alerts.
It everywhere. Okay, it is a horrible place. It's a horrible
Tell
place.
Tell me why, though.
It's ugly. It's desolate. There's nothing other than like the military base and a few bars and strip clubs.
Okay.
It's really not happy. It reminded me of like a... I don't know, like Vegas after the apocalypse, maybe?
Vegas after the apocalypse.
Yeah, like most of Vegas has burned down and is gone. Wow. But there are like a few things that remain, but they're all super sketchy and like trashy because the apocalypse has been going for 40 years and it's all that's left. I mean, that's my assessment. Again, I really apologize if I'm insulting anybody.
Yeah,
I'm sure the people
like
there
really,
are really,
really,
really
hard
nice.
Into that.
It's bad. You have to be a resilient fucking human to live there. Okay, it is not a good place. And apparently, it is also seeing horrible tragedies there.
Yeah.
We are talking murders, suicides that may or may not be suicides. Like one guy was found with a rigged up, you know, like hose from his exhaust pipe.
Sure.
Okay, but Classic. The shirt that was crammed into the window around the hose had his blood all over it, and he had like multiple stab wounds all over himself. So he clearly wasn't a suicide.
I mean, few people can pull off the self-stab suicide. I mean,
also, if you're going to stab yourself, none of it makes sense. It wasn't a suicide, okay?
Well, then there's Vanessa.
Which is probably the worst one of all of it.
Yeah, I think that's the big spotlight one that people have been focusing on quite a bit. Vanessa, what's her last name? Gillen?
Yeah, but there were a lot of people, similarly grim stories... People who have disappeared. Some people still haven't been found. Family getting the runaround from Fort Hood. And not just people that are dying and disappearing, but also people that are terrified to let anybody on base know that they've spoken or that something has happened to them.
Enrique Roman Martinez is the one that I know a little bit about.
Ooh, I don't know anything about that one.
Well, he went missing on Memorial Day 2019. And when his body came back, his head had been cut off.
Oh, that's really fun.
Oh, it wasn't his body. Just his head showed up.
Oh, just his head.
Yeah. Multiple chop injuries to the neck and cervical spine.
So let's give some context for why this is a bad place. Okay, so it was a hotbed of Klan activity in the 50s and 60s. Fort Hood is named after a Confederate general who had a family that enslaved people in Kentucky and made his name by breaking a Union line at Eltham's Landing in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Also... When it became a military base, which was in 1942, it was built on 109,000 acres, which included an ancient Comanche Native American burial ground, which was discovered when construction workers unearthed more than 2,200 grave sites in 1998.
Oh, my God.
So, pretty cool.
Sounds like a big project.
It is a big project. I will help you because I'm sure there are some really, like, spooky supernatural elements to it, but I need you to do the research on this.
Can we do it after Murder, Inc.?
What's Murder, Inc.?
Murder
Scooby-Doo?
No, Murder Incorporated, the mob's serial killers.
This one first.
Oh, God.
If I have to suffer through Nathan Barjona, you are doing this. Also, I asked my neighbor if she was familiar with that gentleman, and she was not. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll see if anyone's left after Nathaniel Barjona. I'm going to go to my cabin this weekend to finish up the first couple episodes.
I'm not sure that that's a good idea.
Well, I need to focus. I get really nauseous.
Can we? It's not too late. We can pull out and go a different
direction.
We really
can't at this point. I mean, the main thing is me removing all the tangential pedophile stuff because I don't think anyone needs to feel that bad.
Oh my God, I can't even. I just can't.
Look forward to that, folks. Weird. What a week, huh? What a weird one.
I feel sick.
You're fine.
I don't like anything right now. I just want to talk to Marion.
Coming up soon. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back with a regular film episode next week. Not sure what we're going to be covering. The buzz about Werewolves Within has been pretty massive, so we might jump back to that.
Oh, God. We could just... What if we do Murder, Inc.? I'll help you with Murder, Inc.
This is fun. This will be good because no one's ever
fun.
Done this before.
I wonder why. You think that there's a good reason for that?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Can't wait.
But until then, Kelly,
we're going to be drunk the whole time.
Throw the whole thing through the Barjona thing?
Yeah.
Well, you can't yell and you can't say no.
I mean, that's all I'm going to be able to say. Those are the only things you're going to hear from me.
I need you to respect the writing.
Well, if I'm yelling no, it's effective writing,
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Kelly, until next week, where are you going to be?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter.
Until Friday, where are you going to be?
You can find me on Twitter at Kelly Friday. You can email me, kellyfriday.com. And anybody who has any other...
Summer travel tips.
Summer travel tips are great. Anybody who knows anything about what's going on in Fort Hood or has experience with Fort Hood, I'd love to hear from any of you. You guys are bee's knees.
And I'm at Byron McCoy on Twitter and Instagram. ByronFriday.com is my email address. You guys are the bee's knees. Have a weird week.
Been listening to an Audio Wool original produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowool.co.